Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you listening, hanging with us for the next 20-odd minutes of on-air time, minus any commercials that might be going on. And it's good to see you, Don.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Off gallivanting, we'll hear the story about where you were fishing somewhere. Ava's here.
I'm always here.
It's Ava and I as the staple constant in this show. And I'm glad you are here, too. You guys are listening out there. I have heard from many people out there, wherever you're coming from, wherever you're listening to. Hang tight. We're going to have a great show. A lot of fun stuff coming up. In fact, one story involves $1.7 million win in a fishing tournament. You're going to want to hear about this. Stay tuned. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Well, Don, good to see you.
Yes. Good to get back in the saddle.
You were up to the Northland?
I was, just a little bit north of the border.
You know, what do you consider? I always, it's brain fart, but when you say, I'm going up north, what do you consider to be that break line? I saw something the other day, I forget where it was. It's like, oh, okay, this is going up north. What do you consider, Ava?
Hinckley.
That's your line from that point? That's going north, otherwise yep. It's not, you're not playing the game?
Pretty much.
In all honesty, my whole life I've always considered up north is where the pine trees start, wherever that is.
And
might be Brainerd, it might be Hinckley, it might be, depending upon, you don't ever run into pine trees in Fargo.
Well, where 35 joins again, that's a good spot.
Well, I consider...
That's barely out of the...
Well, it's still north, though. You're north of the cities
now.
Yeah,
my thought on it is that Cloquet area...
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, now we got Duluth, and now it's like, okay, we're in the upper section of the state, and you're getting all the, I mean, pine trees, yeah, I agree. So if you guys out there,
where's
commentary,
up north for
let's,
you?
What's up north for you? Info at.
If you're from Iowa. It's...
The Valley Outdoors. It could be a different, obviously, it's every place is different. If you're from Wisconsin, where would that be?
Right.
Is it Green Bay, or is it the UP, or is it...
Rhinelander?
Yeah, wherever that might be. So shoot us a line, info@thevalleyoutdoors.com, right, Don?
Yep.
Is that correct? info@thevalleyoutdoors.com. Shoot us a quick note. It'd be kind of cool. But anyway,
so, yes.
You were up north. You were up.
Well, I just crossed the border into Canada, weighs about an hour.
Yeah,
you know, we go up there, and then we boat in about 15 miles, actually 14 miles, to an island. And for the most part, we can fish within a few miles of that island because it's in central Lake of the Woods. There's not a lot of competition for boats in that area. If you're from the mainland, so to speak, it's a long ways to go just for a day of fishing.
Yeah, which you don't want to do.
So we're in a good area. I can tell you this, it's been really wet up there.
So it hasn't really mattered is where I was looking to go. And it's because we have a couple stories that are going to be talking about that. It hasn't mattered whether you're in southern Minnesota or all the way up to Canada and across the Midwest. it's been Soakerville.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's as soggy as I've ever seen it in the camp we were staying in. Just you had a hard time finding a place to step that wasn't gonna, you know, like a sponge, squeeze up water around your foot. So it was, yeah, it was a little muddy, and going down, you don't want to drag it in your boat either.
So a lot of times when they have that amount of water, they'll put 50-gallon drums on the docks to keep them from floating away.
Well, that's what happened here 2-3 years ago at
early,
the same camp.
Yep.
Yes, it was early. That was from the winter thaw.
Yeah.
And the lake went up about 4 feet, which was really quite amazing. It hasn't affected the high water in the lake quite as much. It is a little bit up, but not where it's causing problems with the docks or anything else.
Now, it hasn't caused problems with the water level. However, it has caused some problems as far as the overall thermal conditions. What's the difference there?
Well, I tell you, last year we went in pretty much the same date. Last year, the water surface temperature now was 80 degrees, which is awfully warm for that time of year. This year, it was 60. It did get up to 62 while we were there. And it seems to change everything. Let me put it that way. So you kind of got to figure out a different pattern.
Fish shallow or shallower?
Well, in some places they were. But we were still had most of our luck in 24 feet of water is where we were picking them up. We were using bottom bouncers. Some guys are jigging. And you can do that where you're not in the rocks. You get into the rocks and then you're tying, if you know what I mean.
Really?
Yeah. So actually we found that in my case, actual crawlers was a little bit more effective than what I usually use. I usually use gulp as an artificial bait. Yeah, that was working too, but...
I will take a live crawler over gulp every day of the week.
Yeah.
I've tried it, and in a trolling scenario, unless it's spinning... Unless you have like a slow death scenario and you can use that the killer crawler, that will work.
Yep.
But if you go regular crawler versus a gulp crawler, just kind of trolling with a spinner,
right?
Every time, in every event that I've tried it in, it's been, unless jigging is the difference. If you have a jig, that's different.
I actually finally went down to a prop from a spinner. And it seemed to with a live crawler, and it seemed to be much more effective.
Like we did up at Malak.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I had a little bit different colors. Yeah, I had more fire tiger. That fire tiger seemed to be the color that that was working in the system. Everybody was having better luck with that. So that's the spinner I put on was that as well. But the limits have changed in that particular part of Lake of the Woods. To for the most part, it's 4 fish under 17 inches, and. You know, when you catch a lot of fish that are 17 and above, that it's just fun fishing.
Cool.
So finding, you know, fish to take home, finding that 16 and 7/8 was hard to come by. We did get a couple, but that's...
It's always the challenge. Yeah. But if you get enough overs, it just makes it fun, so that's a good deal.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Get some fish to eat, et cetera, so...
It was a great week.
We'll tell you what, we're going to come back shortly. We'll talk a little bit about my experience out on the big water in Michigan. Had a lot of fun there, a lot of transitions going on, but yet a lot of it staying the same with migratory fish, which is crazy. I'm learning a lot. So tell you what, stay tuned, and we're going to talk about that $1.7 million win on the tournament. Stay tuned. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.